every day. You get three KTAR news expansions, 8, noon, and 5. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by
Sweet James. The sweetest of all James.
The people's accident attorney.
That's the guy.
I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. One more hour of the number one afternoon radio talk show in the world. And they're gearing up for a pop quiz, too. It's Gatos and Chad.
Gatos and Chad are Thusky.
That's right. So, got a lot of stuff cooking today. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, still in timeout. So, you know I have epidemiologists and doctors on speed dial because I'm a hypochondriac. And, you know, I texted a bunch of people today, and there was this big meeting about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So they pulled it yesterday because, you know, out of 7 million shots, 6 people got a blood clot. And they don't even know if the shot had anything to do with the blood clot. But they still pulled it. We didn't like the move. But I texted a whole bunch of people and said, all right, what happened in that meeting? It's a big meeting. They said they're going to still keep the vaccine in timeout.
I'm like, oh, was Fauci there? What we should do is, can it wear a mask?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
How long are you going to keep this vaccine in timeout?
I mean, I'm thinking till, well, I thought it would be this week. By the sounds of it, they may not even reconvene till next week. So it may be another, maybe not till the middle to end of next week.
Right. So think about, because there are, Arizona's doing well with the vaccine, with case numbers every day. Let's see. I got my little cheat sheet here.
You're like 496 or something like that today?
Was that what it was?
Somewhere
today?
Around there, I think.
All right. So I see today we had, and I know a lot of people don't look at this every day anymore, 419.
There you go, 419.
So we've had 540, 675, 610, 419. Extremely low numbers of cases. But, you know, Michigan is struggling big time. They're even thinking of shutting it down again. New York, New Jersey, was it Florida? There was another one. Not doing well at all. And a lot of these states say, send us more vaccine. Send us more vaccine. And I'm wondering if the J&J continues to be off the market, are they going to pull back on the vaccine on Arizona and all these other states?
Well, first of all, they don't have a lot because they had an incident. They're like, guys, yeah, we mixed and matched. And it's not like peanut butter cups, right? It's not like your peanut butter got in my chocolate, my chocolate got in your peanut butter. It's more like, hey, your stuff got in our stuff, which makes it not good stuff. So 15 million, gone.
Right.
Nobody noticed that?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think you should put it back on.
I think we should try it. See what this is all about, right? Hey, you guys willing to try it? You know, they're looking at that right now.
What?
If scientists in Europe are looking at mixing, not just getting a shot at different times.
Mixing Moderna and Pfizer?
Yeah, or mixing some of these things to see if it can give you a longer lasting, like, hey, let's throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
Well, you never know. You never know. I mean, they could do trials. They're still doing trials on teens, and it looks like you know, a lot of kids will be able to get a shot before they go back to whether it's college or high school or elementary school.
Like Jack, this pretend school.
Did Jack go back to school in California?
Dad, school was great. I said, oh, really? Tell me about your teachers. Oh, they were zooming into our classroom.
Wait, Jack was there?
Mm-hmm, and they were zooming in. The teachers are zooming in.
And who's taking...
They have like a teacher's aide. There's a few teachers.
You've
got to
be kidding me.
There's one or two teachers.
Oh, that's a.
But a majority of them are zooming in. So the kids are in the classroom. And by the way, it's not all the kids, it's a smattering of kids. And you only go for a few hours a day, and then you go a couple days, and then you're off again back home. But the teachers, most of them aren't there in person.
That's amazing. I'm glad our teachers in Arizona don't do that. We got teachers back in class. They all want to be back in class. They were given a chance to get a vaccine. They got it early in droves, and now they're back. All right, so with Johnson & Johnson off the market, at least for right now, is it actually going to build more trust by taking it off the market? Because what some people are saying is, well, when they put this back on, and they will, I want it more now more than ever. Because if our government, if the CDC, if the FDA, if they pull it, that must mean that they are just laser focused on making sure that people don't get ill and laser focused on making sure this vaccine is safe. If they pulled it for six people, they pulled it. a lot of folks out there are saying that actually makes me feel good about getting the vaccine.
Well, I don't look. I understand. We already have the most rigid kind of you have to jump through so many hoops. The cost of it. You want to know why stuff costs so much? Let me tell you a little bit here. It takes forever to get something through. Anywhere between $2 and $6 billion just to get through to the point where you start testing on humans, and that takes several years. And by the time you start doing that, well, you're then heading towards that $6 billion to $10 billion, and that's why they try to make hay while the hay is good. I understand, but it's six, right? Like
six people.
Six people. I mean, six people are going to get sick off aspirin a year,
right?
And you take a step back and you think it's six people, and we don't even know if this is because of it. And if it was a cluster of people.
It could be a random thing.
It could be a random thing.
As it could, the doctors say, could have nothing to do with the vaccine. You just had six people out of 7 million shots. They just happened to get the blood clot, which totally could be the case.
Do you remember when like this first started and like somebody would get a shot and then 3 days later they'd have a heart attack and die and people are like, oh, well, he just got the shot, and it had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But you could draw a conclusion kind of based on what they're doing now. Well, maybe we should stop it down. If that's the truth, we're going to stop every medicine down.
Right. Every pill that you take to extend your life has some sort of a side effect. One of those side effects could be
sudden death. That there was talking
could be anything,
about that, right?
Yeah. But you still take it. Your doctor says, here, take this. It's going to get rid of your, you know, it's going to help you with your diabetes. But by the way, it's got all these side effects. You still take it.
Absolutely.
And what are the side effects for the vaccine? A lot, Moderna and Pfizer. Well, the second time you get the vaccine, you might be a little achy. Big deal. Big deal. All right. Coming up next, let's talk about what's happening as protesters are gathering once again in Brooklyn Center. We're going to talk about, you know, a lot of times you get someone who's driving, African-American, white cop, and then things go bad. Is it time to remove the police from traffic stops? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is us, always entertaining, and we bring you all kinds of stuff. And we bring you great guests who are very informative as well. Not entertaining, but informative.
You mean like the one right now?
Yeah.
Miss Monica Lindstrom. She is a lawyer and also a judge. And she is a KTAR's legal expert. Hello, Judge Monica.
A substitute judge.
Pretty good. It's pretty good,
though.
That's
right?
Not bad.
You're a judge.
That's
Let's
awesome.
Be honest. You're like Judge Dredd.
Hey, I want to make sure you think I'm informative and entertaining.
Well, we'll see after this.
All right.
So there's a lot going on in Minnesota. So let's start with the police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright. She's been taken into custody. What charges is she looking at? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, she's really looking at manslaughter right now, and it really has to do with, you know, her recklessness, right? Now, we talked yesterday how she's been an officer on the force for a while. She's a senior officer. She's had a lot of training. She should know where her taser is and where her gun is. And they're also different colors. The more that I've looked into this, I think the taser is yellow and black. And, you know, obviously a handgun doesn't have yellow on it. So the prosecutor is really looking at the fact of her experience and that this just should not have happened. And it shows recklessness. So she's looking at a potential prison term. They're going reckless because there's no way to show that she intended to kill this individual, Mr. Wright. Although there are people out there claiming that this was not an accident. She intentionally killed him.
Right.
I didn't see that. I didn't hear that. But that is some of the claims. But that's not what the state is going with.
Yeah, Monica, activists want second or third degree murder.
Well, if you think about the Derek Chauvin case with George Floyd, right now he is charged with second and third and manslaughter. And I don't see that happening, because one way that you get second degree murder in Minnesota is the felony murder rule, which They're saying Chauvin assaulted George Floyd, and George Floyd died from that unreasonable assault, and that's where they get the murder of the second degree. Well, in this case, she didn't assault him until she shot him. So I'm not sure if second degree would fit here. And as a prosecutor, they have to decide what facts do we have that would gain us a conviction. It's not right to overcharge if we don't have the facts.
Talking to Monica Lindstrom, judge, juror, executioner, and an amazing lawyer. You usually see her, you know, on court TV some nights, as well as here on the great Gatos and Chad show. Monica, she faces some up to 10 years in prison, and we could talk about all those things, but this is the 15th time this has happened in the country where police are being tried or at least have said that they went for a taser. And it's different in Minnesota because in some places they've got big leeway law where they could say, look, I thought my life was under threat, so I did what I thought was best. But she screamed taser, 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 and then shot, which brings us to what happened in 2015 with a guy in Oklahoma, Robert Bates. I remember this. He's basically a multimillionaire, and he got a moonlight as a officer.
Ooh.
And he shot and killed somebody after he screamed taser, 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 and he said, uh-oh, I shot him. And he did 4 years. It's a taser, 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 one of those things where, you know, you can't really claim anything else other than a mistake?
Well, I don't know. I think every situation is different, and we can all sit here and judge police officers and what their actions are, but they have to make decisions in the split second, and they have to almost, it's the autonomous muscle, right? They don't even think about it. It just happens. That's where the training comes into place. I don't think that we can put a label on it that is just generic like that. It's just going to depend on the situation, honestly. And I think if you look at the number of interactions that police officers have with citizens in a day, and then you look at the cases that we have like this, it's a very, very itsy bitsy tiny, probability or percentage that this happens. Unfortunately, it's just very, very sad and awful.
Hey, Monica, the Derek Chauvin trial, what is this, the third week? He killed George Floyd. The jury might get the case next week. What was the headline out of there today?
Really, it was the defense putting on one of their medical experts and trying to poke holes. You know, usually it's the defense that's trying to poke holes in the work that the cops are doing and what they didn't do and what they should have done better. Today, we really heard the state trying to poke into what the defense experts were saying and trying to show all the reasons why what he did was not right. And what I mean by he is the medical professional, and he didn't test this, and he didn't do this right, and he didn't hear about this. So really, it's the battle of the experts right now.
Who do you feel's got the upper hand on that?
I think the state's experts are much better, especially Dr. Rich. He was so good at explaining things, and he was so talented and knowledgeable. I don't know how anybody can really top his testimony that he gave, and that was the state's expert.
Hey, Monica, one quick question for you before you have to go back and judge somebody for something. I know you've judged people all the time, I know, because you sat next to me on many occasions. We judge all kinds of people. Uh-huh. If I'm the defense, I'm looking out there going, you know what? We just had a shooting. People are already out there rioting, looting. This, and there is no sequester for the jurors. Even if we lose this case, we can make a great argument that the jury didn't really take everything in, because after what took place, it was a supercharged situation, and it just felt like at that point in time, our client had zero opportunity to get a fair shake.
I think that's an excellent argument. I think that that's one that's going to be made on appeal, because I do think that Chauvin's going to be convicted. The motion to sequester the jury right when this happened yesterday was shot down, because sequestration is an extreme thing that we do that nobody likes to do. I think in this case, it probably would have been warranted based on the situation. It might even be warranted right now. Now, the judge did say that once the jury is handed the case, they will be sequestered. There's also danger in that, because people might want to make the decision quickly so they can get home. So I just think this is a terrible situation, and it will be an appealable issue.
All right, Monica Lindstrom, thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
The judge, the lawyer, and the expert.
Judge Judy, but
Judge Judy is awesome. There's no doubt about it. All right. Let's open up the phones.
Yeah, baby.
277-5827. It's time to play Pop Quiz.
Pop the quiz.
You call in. You know, also, your kids can even call in.
Your kids can call
in. We're open with every, because it's a fun way to see if you know the news. We'll give you a pop quiz. True or false questions on the day's news. 602-277-5827. Chad's got a great prize. I'm going to try and throw you some trick questions. Pop quiz.
Pop quiz
is next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, pop quiz, hot shot.
Pop quiz.
602-277-5827. We don't start until every line is full. I have one line open.
I got tickets to a movie.
Oh, that's awesome. Chad's
Michael
got a great prize.
B. Jordan's new movie. If you guys
really?
Know who he is. Yeah. It's like, I think it's called No Room. Okay, Nyla. It's like, I like that. No, you like Michael B. Jordan. You're not interested in No Remorse.
So you got, it's like you go to the movies?
You can go to the movies or you can see it at home, but it's like a Fandango thing.
Oh,
Fandango,
that's awesome.
Of all the dangos, you get Fandango.
All right, 277-KTAR, pop quiz. We want to see if you know the news, true or false questions. And I've got some trick questions in here. We'll see how it goes. Chad, who's first?
All right, let's take a look here. Let's go over to that machine, and we're going to go with Sean.
All right,
who's
Sean.
In Mesa. Sean, what's up?
Ready to play pop quiz?
What's going on, fellas? I am ready.
All right, here we go. A new survey says Arizona was named one of the worst states in the country. True or false?
That's false.
It's totally false. In this survey, Arizona actually ranked in the top 10. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true. They were ranked number 7. True or false?
Nice.
It's not an answer. Yes or no? True or false?
True or false? They were ranked number 7.
7? I'm going to say that's false.
I'm going to say you're dead to me.
Oh, Sean, you win.
See, they think I'm going to try and trick them with that, and look what happened.
It feels like you're trying to trick.
Who's the next victim?
Trick everybody. That's what you do. All right, Lisa. In? No, let's go to Mark. Mark, Phoenix, what's up?
Okay, Mark, you ready to play pop quiz?
I hope so.
The state of Nevada plans to fully reopen by May 1st. True or false?
True.
You're dead to me. It's false. June 1st.
June 1st.
June 1st.
All of the 1st. June will be the one. All right, let's see here. Let's try another one. Chris Chandler. Come on, man. I got No Remorse tickets, right? It's a Tom Clancy book.
Oh.
Chance for you to watch Michael B. Jordan go off and just shoot people with what? No Remorse, Chris. That's why I call it that.
Chris, you ready to play pop quiz?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
PETA
sucks. True or false?
Yeah, true or false. I mean, that's easy.
I'm sorry. It broke up. What was it?
PETA.
PETA sucks.
They,
true or false?
They suck, right? Yeah. PETA, yeah?
Oh, true.
Yeah,
well, there
okay.
you go, right?
All right,
that's
that gets a start.
Right there.
PETA puts, put up a billboard near Hickman's Family Farms. They did so a month after a fire killed 165,000 hens. True or false?
True.
It is true. The billboard reads, and I quote, "In memory of the chickens killed nearby in a fire." True or false?
True.
It is true. The billboard also reads, "If everyone were vegan, it wouldn't have happened." True or false?
True.
It is true. Country artist Morgan, is it Wallen or Wallen?
Wallen.
Wallen has dropped out of Arizona's Country Thunder. True or false?
Oh, that one's true.
It is true. Gatos has no idea who Morgan Wallen is. True or false?
True.
There you go. You're
true.
A winner. Chris, hold on. You're going to go see No Remorse. You're going to like him, Michael B. Jordan again. He shows no remorse.
I wouldn't know who Morgan Wallen is if he fell on top of me.
He's
Do you know
the
who
guy.
He is?
Yes. He's the guy who said the N-word. Remember the country star a month or two ago?
Out of the bar?
Out of the house, right? He was at an apartment complex.
I know who he is now.
Well, there you go, then. So, but, man, you can like No Remorse because lots
right,
of people.
Good.
Dude, you have fun with Pops, man.
My old man is out here starting tomorrow, so you hold it down. You know how to do this
the
thing,
The B-team's going to be here.
Oh,
by
stop.
That, I mean Barry Markson.